I put the psukim on the Mar Mekomos just to get a overview of the storyline. Vayisa Yaakov raglo vayilich haritzeh b'nei kedem per chavtes. And Yaakov went eastward. Actually, they translated, he went towards the land of the Easterners. I just translated, went eastward, but I know what that means anyway. But Yarvine Ber Basada, he saw a well, Vine Shom Shlosha Edrei Tzon, and he saw three flocks of sheep. Rov Tzimaleha, lying beside this well. Kiminabera hi yashku adaram, because from that well they're going to water the flocks. But Evan Dola Pierre, there's a huge stone on top of the well. Vinesu shoma kol adaram, and all the flocks gathered there. The Goluisa Evan Mial Pia Be'er, and they would roll the stone from the Pia Be'er, the mouth of the well, the Hishkuas Atzon, and they would water the sheep. Veshivas Evan al Pia Be'er Lemkoma. And then they would return the stone onto the Pia Be'er, to its place. Vayomer them Yaakov. And then Yaakov said to them, till now we're talking about the flocks of stone, but I assume they were also rowing there. So, Vayomalem Yaakov, I assume he's talking to the roim, not the sheep. Vayomalem Yaakov, Achai, me ayin atem, where are you from? Vayom Michor Nachnu, we're from Charan. Vayomalem Hayadatem is Lavan ben Nachar, do you know Lavan? Vayom Yadan, we know him. Vayomalem, and then Yaakov said to them, the roi tzon, Hashalom lo. Is everything okay with him? Vayomer Shalom, all is good. Vine Rachel Bito Ba'a, I'm going to say it right, Ba'a in Matzon. And then Rachel was coming with the flock. Is that all we need? No, more. Vayomer Hein Od Hayom Gadol. And then Yaakov said, the day is still long. Lo eis he'osef ha'mikna. It's not time to bring the cattle, the sheep, the livestock inside. Hashkuat tzon l'churu. You should give the stone, the tzon, the sheep, to drink. And then let them go, continue to graze. And then they answered, Vayomru lo nuchal. We're unable to arashayasu kladaram until all the flocks have been gathered. The golus evan me'al pi be'er, and they will roll the stone off the mouth of the be'er of the well, v'shkinu atzon, and all the flock drink. I think that's all we need. I had to get clarity in the exactly what was going on. I mamish had to figure out that he was talking to, there was no mention of the Roi Tzon, but okay, so Rashi says, Pasuk Zayin, Hein Od Hayom Gadol. Why did Rashi at Akasha, why is he saying that the day is long? The Fishera Osam wrote him, because he saw them lying down. He saw this sheep lying down, the Tzon lying down. Kesavar, he thought, Cherotzim Lesov Hamikna Baisa. He thought, okay, they're on their way, end of the day. They're closing down. Lo Yira Od. You know, you go to a store and the window's half down. You go into a Starbucks and they're starting to close down. It looked like it was closing time. Amalehen Hein Od Hayom Gadol. What's going on? There's still plenty of daylight. Kolomar, im schirim atem, if you are hard workers, lo shilamtem pulus hayom, you haven't finished your day's work. You're not hard workers. These are your behemoths. Alva became lo aseos of vigna. It's not time to close down. So, Manushak, whatever you are, get to work. That's what he seems to be saying. So the Sforno says, Hein od hayom gadol. Hatzadik yimos es ha'ovel. Gam kein olanachrim. A tzadik despises evil even among strangers. Ka'amra, as it says, Tova tzadikim ish ovel. The abomination to the righteous is a person who is evil. The Radak says, "Vayom lehem leroi hadarim." Guess he had my kasha. Who's he talking to? So Yaakov is talking to the shepherds. Hashlosha shemotasham, the three that were there. Achai, my brothers. Kmo alna achi tereyu. Pasuk from early embraces, I think of Ayera. Kiyoma Adam Lo'ova, like a person tells to his beloved one, to his beloved, or Lishkeno, to his close neighbor, Avbi She'eno Krovo, even if it's not his Karov, Achai, says, my brother. Oh, Afabi Shelo Yadu, or even if you don't know him, he doesn't know them. To enter into some kind of close relationship. How are you doing, my brother? Stam is so interesting. Just you call someone Achay, my brother. It's a term of endearment and already has some kind of effect. Now, Afa Pishlo Yadu, you don't know the person. So you meet the attendant in the gas station, you know. My good friend, how are you? It's endearing. It makes a difference. How are you, my good friend? But that in itself is just pretty koch sanefesh that we are taken in. Someone speaks to you with endearment. It makes a difference, and we see it works when they talk to us that way. But it's a good mahalach. It makes a difference. It's good. And not my shmooze. It seems very fairish, but it's just good to take note that we could utilize this mahalach. You speak to someone, you know, you call them, you know, how are you doing? Habibi, Yedidi. You know, it makes a difference. You know, shouldn't underestimate that, oh, it's just words, don't mean anything. Some of my students today I was talking to, they were telling me that we're talking about more about the subject of Nivul Peh. They said, very words are words, don't mean anything. No one has any kavana when they mean it. There's a word, it doesn't mean anything. But we see from here that they're wrong. I don't think you need this spoons to say that they're wrong, but words make a big difference. Okay. Then there's this Rabbag. HaTawalas HaShlishi Hu B'midos. For who? A person should always try to steer people to good. In any way possible. Tikkun. The fact that you don't leave it to be, it helps fix people. It makes the people live better. Because with this approach of always trying to get people to do the right thing, the love and brotherhood will become enhanced. Ben anashim amongst people, barosam ktsasam liktas. I guess when the people see, kimashgichim binyanehem, that there's people watching and caring for how they do their actions. Umishtadlim, and they're trying, shiubitachlis ha-tikun vashlemus, they're trying that we to help others, me, do things that are proper, with shlemus and complete. Well, is that timotze? Take a look. Shema Yaakov leroim, Yaakov told the shepherds, Haheim, Sheyishku Atzon, that they should, come on, give your tzon to drink, V'yechol Aros, and go pasture. Kiloei Se'asif HaMikna, it's not time to close down. Get to work. What are you doing? So, and I have a lot of things I want to talk about, but I just want to say the shmooze first. Okay? Just the shmooze. I mean, just to say it as the kasha. You want to say that's what he's supposed to do? Like the Sforno says, a tzaddik can't help himself. A tzaddik is, a tzaddik imois. He's like obsessed. He's outraged. Cern's outraged, you can't control yourself. It's like, I see red. What are you doing? Someone punched you in the stomach. He like punched me in the stomach. He's doing something which is geneva, gzela. If that's all, I mean, you could say Shmuel was on the Sforno if you want, but I'm just saying that makes sense to me. Hatzadik imoy says the avla. Tzadik is outraged from an avla. Gamkin, even if it's strangers. Beautiful. Strangers. But the Rabbag says something very differently, to me at least, it seems. The Rabbag is saying that doing that, that giving that tochacha and trying to tell a person you're doing an avla is tigodel ha'ava. Would you think that if you give somebody tochacha, that they're someone, a stranger, you know, You go into a Starbucks or a Dunkin' and they're starting to close down at 9:45 when it closes at 10 o'clock. You say, what are you doing? You know, forget about my coffee. What are you doing? You're supposed to work till 10 o'clock. And you think you're going to endear yourself to, what's up, shot? You endear yourself to the people? You give someone, you know, musr? You get, someone's, I don't know, taking too many eggs in the morning or too many fries and you're waiting to make sure there's going to be enough for you. You shouldn't have to wait 15 minutes to make new ones. And you tell him, what are you doing? And he's going to look at you, I love you. You think that's going to be the reaction? What's Rabbag saying? That's going to be the reaction? Tigodol ha'ava? If you want to say the person is just like incensed when he sees somebody doing something, you know, that's not oiskahalten, that's not proper. Okay, the Sforno, tzaddik yimoyis ta'avo, I got it. A tzaddik can't stand that, you know, someone doesn't avla, doesn't act properly, so he has to speak out. I get that part. But to say tigodol ha'ava, I was in a shul once, and there was somebody who had psicha, and he was going around the bima. When he got to here, instead of coming around to the front and putting the Sefer Torah down, when he got to here, he just put the Sefer Torah on the other side of the bima. And the Rav started yelling, no! And the person didn't even know what the Rav was yelling about. He wanted the person to walk all the way to the front. And I said, whoa, you know, it's not proper cover. That's the way it hit him. It wasn't proper. So tzaddik yimoyis is the avo. Then, by the way, I was in New York. Then I came to yeshiva on Monday. We did the same thing over here, and one of the rebbeim was davening, and he did the psicha, did the exact same thing. I guess, you know, just hit them a different way. But a tzaddik yimoyis is the avo. Okay, that I hear. But I guarantee you, that person who got yelled at, it didn't sound like, wow, I love the Rav. You know, a person got yelled at, he felt, is that going to be the reaction? So Rabosai, we see a very important concept over here. That's the way it's supposed to be. That is the way it's supposed to be. That was, question? Okay, hold on. But when somebody gives, you know, again, it's Yaakov Avinu over here, and he said, acha, you know, he did it in an appropriate way, I'm sure. He didn't do a new. But the way it's supposed to be is that when someone gives us tochacha, our reaction is supposed to be that I see that he's trying to help me in my shlemus. Sheyiyu b'tachlis, he's mishtadel Sheyu betachlis hatikun vashlemus. The mashkichim in yoneim, they're watching out, and they want to make sure I'm betachlis hashlemus. So the reaction is supposed to be tigol la'ava. That's the way it's supposed to be. I had this mice, I can't resist saying it over. I taka didn't understand this until I myself saw the shmooze. But I was the reshiva's secretary 1 year. So you end up with a few things, that experiences that I never would have had otherwise. I'm very thankful that I had that excuse and opportunity. So there was a musmach in yeshiva who was vying for a position, and the yeshiva did not think that that position was the correct position for him to take. He needed to, you know, learn more. So the yeshiva wanted him to get the message that he doesn't think he should take that position. So it wouldn't be good for the community. So Reshiva asked me, I don't remember how I got involved, and he asked me if I could please tell him that the Reshiva doesn't think he should take the position, and the Reshiva said he should not take it. And the Reshiva practiced with me the exact words that I'm going to say in his name. I was mamish, real shlichus. Reshiva didn't think he should say it himself, and he asked me if I will say it to him. Okay, I'll take the bullet for the Reshiva. So I said it to the person, like exactly, the Rashi made me say it back to him, I said it back to him, he made one correction, I said it again, perfect. I said exactly as the Rashiva said it, and the person, you know, heard it. The next day came to me, he says, you know, he's not mochel me for speaking to the Rashiva about him. I said, I didn't bring it up, it makes no difference, and he's not mochel me, he's very upset. So he wants me to ask mechila, so I had to think about it. So I just stopped saying mechila. You have to feel mechila. So I went to Reshiva. I asked Reshiva, he wants me to mochel him. Do I have to ask him mechila? Because yeah, he caused him pain. I said, what do you mean? You're the one. You're the one that made me do it. You know? I said something like that. Like, Rebbe, what's that? So he said, because since you were the instrument that caused the pain, then you have to ask him mechila. Okay. So, but he said, but lemaisa, he's not right. Lemaisa, the reactions he's supposed to have, he should give you the biggest hug, because you were the vehicle that make him become better. And Reshiva said that to me, he really, you know, he really meant that. He should give you the biggest kiss and hug, that he's giving you the opportunity to become better. And I thought that was like malachdik. Like really, like, I understand why the person was upset, don't get me wrong. I understand. I just thought the Reshiva should ask him mechila. I was the only question: should I be asking mechila? I did ask him mechila. He was mochami, but the Reshiva told me that his reaction is not the right reaction. He should be hugging you. I didn't understand it till I see this is the Das Torah. That is supposed to be our reaction, and regretfully, I speak for myself in the lead. That is not the typical reaction when someone criticizes you. And what I'm working on is that it should be parv. You know, doesn't tigodel hasina. I'd be happy if it did not tigodel hasina. But to say it's tigodel ha'ava, that's like such amazing chiddush from here. That's the way we're supposed to be. We have to calibrate our desire for tikkun amidas and shlemus, that if someone could find something to point out, that a way that we could become better, it's unbelievable that we're supposed to be so makir tov. Thank you so much for pointing that out to me. Thank you so much. And the people who do that, there I know a couple of yechidim do that. We write them off as some, like a tzaddik, write them off, I say it a little sarcastically, but we write them off as not anything I could emulate, because they're a tzaddik, you know, chutzim machana type of people. There's always a couple like that, but that's not the way it's supposed to be. That is supposed to be how we get it. Your Rebbe gives you a little tochacha, You're supposed to appreciate the Rebbe even more, especially a Rebbe. And anyone gives us tacha. And I just want to add another seer. Is that, and that's why I went through the whole story line, just to make sure I had it straight. Yaakov was off base. If you go through the story, he thought that the Roei Tzon had the flock lying down because they're closing down before its time. But that was a mistake. Yaakov misunderstood. The Beshita had all the Tzon there lying down because they wanted everyone to come together because they had to lift this heavy stone off the bear, and they needed, I didn't get that part exactly right, they needed everyone there at the same time so they could lift the Evan off the Pia Be'er. And it's mashma that it was supposed to be Tigod La'ava even in this case. I mean, otherwise, why would the Torah bring you a raya that the proper reaction, which is what the Ralbag is teaching us in Toalas HaShlishi, why would they bring you a raya that Tigod La'ava in a case where it doesn't bring Tigod La'ava because Yaakov made a mistake? Teaching me somewhere else. This is where you teach it to me. Teretz is, it works. Even though Yaakov was mistaken, even if a person comes over to you and tells you that, you know, what are you doing? And you have a reason why you did it, that it was a good reason, so he's wrong. So you can say, ha, busted in your face, ha. But no. And that would be Tigodel Hasidah. No, even in that case, Tigodel Ha'ava, he's trying to help me. Look, he's spending his time. He's trying to have my actions be bishlemus. You have to hug him there. That's Bedavka why they taught it to you over here. Because guaranteed, this is maybe a little drush. Perhaps not. I have to fight it out. But it seems to me that they bedavka taught it to you in this case. Because which one of us gets criticism that doesn't say, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I had a cheshbon why I did it, and if he would know all my cheshbonos, I'll tell him this chavercha, ashadiyah b'mkomo, he doesn't know what I'm doing. And we write every one of these criticisms off, that they don't know what they're talking about, they don't know the facts, we do it all the time. That's how we, our defense mechanism. So the Torah bedavka has to teach it to you, that even if they're wrong, your reaction is supposed to be, I love you, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Because you're being mishtadel, like the Rabag says, you're mishtadel, sheyu betachlis hatikun vashlemus. Okay, so where do we end up with? So you see that giving Musa is supposed to bring Ava. It's a chiddush, because I would have thought at most, okay, you shouldn't have sinner for the person, that I could hear, but that it should bring Ava, yes, it says bring Ava. And in this case, even if the person's wrong, Yaakov, I had a reason, you know, he didn't know everything going on, but Yaakov it was understandable that Yaakov made this mistake, but even when the person's mistaken, yes, you see the person, the Lashon of the Rabag, and the reason why it's taught to you in this case is to teach us that we're supposed to have that reaction even if the person's wrong, but the fact that he's mishtadel, he misaken us, and misaken our actions that should lead to shlemus is a whole yesod why we should react with love. You're helping me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's the best reaction. First of all, you spare yourself the agmas nefesh of feeling hurt. You won't feel hurt anymore. When anyone criticizes, you won't feel hurt. And you'll see the person is not upset at you. You know, thank you so much. You're 100% right. I should have been more sensitive. I should have been more careful. If we react that way, it would, mamash, you know, end the whole seer and things, you know, you're criticizing me, well, let me criticize you. And it goes back and forth, gets escalates, and everyone gets hurt feelings. If we just say, you know, you're right, thank you so much for pointing out to me. You don't have to say you're right. Thank you for pointing out to me. I have to be more careful. And even if you think the person's wrong, which you should give it some thought, thank the person. He's trying to help us out.